This is KUAR 89.1. I'm Michael Heplin. The University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences is considering expanding its 10-story UAMS Medical Center. As Arkansas Business reports in this week's issue out today, it's thanks in large part to what the federal health care law and Arkansas's compromise version, the private option, has meant for the hospital. Joining me is reporter Mark Friedman from the newsroom of Arkansas Business. Mark, thanks for being with me.
Oh, thank you for having me.
First, explain why UAMS feels the need for this expansion.
Well, UAMS is these days nearly always full. It has about a more than a 90% occupancy rate on most days. And UAMS Medical Center gets about 300 requests a month for patient transfers, but because they don't have beds, they can only take about 70%.
We've heard that expanding healthcare coverage has been good for the financial health of hospitals, many of which, like UAMS, had been struggling. What's the financial picture like for UAMS these days?
Well, the UAMS hospital, it had a operating net income of $4.2 million for the six-month period that ended December 31st, 2014, and compare that to a $1.6 million loss during the same six-month period in 2013 before the key features of the healthcare reform were in place.
So this has definitely been good for hospitals.
Yes, UAMS has noted the self-pay charges at UAMS have dropped quite a bit. In 2013, it was about $150 million, and in 2014, the total was only $53 million.
But of course, there are ongoing calls for a repeal of the Affordable Care Act, and in Arkansas, Governor Asa Hutchinson has a task force studying options to replace or maybe even do away with the private option. Is it wise for UAMS to consider something like this at a time when the future of healthcare coverage is uncertain?
Well, I got the feeling that UAMS officials feel confident that some version of the private option will stay in place just because so many people have it.
Yeah, more than 200,000 Arkansans at this point, and continues to grow.
Correct.
What is UAMS doing to look at and determine whether or not this is feasible?
They are in the process of hiring a firm to study the financial feasibility of what it would cost to add space above the emergency room at the hospital.
And this would be building additional floors on top of the existing hospital?
Yes. They hope to have the study completed by the end of the summer.
And who is it that will eventually make the determination about whether to go forward with this?
It would have to be the UAMS board would give the approval for that.
That's Mark Friedman. You can read his report on a possible expansion of UAMS under consideration in this week's issue of Arkansas Business. Mark, thanks for joining me.
Okay, thank you.
This is KUAR 89.1.